Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on Groundhog Day, Thursday, February the 2nd, 2023. 2:23, 16 minutes past the hour, and we have got festivities for you for the next two solid hours here on WGH Talk, and a lot of fun's going to happen here this morning. Now, we do want to let people know that we did get the update from Buckeye Chuck this morning. We have been following that story quite a bit, and this morning they ended up with a taxidermied groundhog, and that's how that story went. And beside that, at this point, we're having all kinds of things going on here this morning. But aside from that, Buckeye Chuck, now it's six more weeks of winter. So that means he did see his shadow or did not see his shadow?
He did see his shadow.
Did see his shadow six more weeks of winter. So that is where we are. Now, our prediction will be coming up here in just about a half hour on WGH Talk, and we have got a group here this morning that is going to make this a lot of fun, and we have a very unique way of how we're going to do Groundhog Day here today. We have a groundhog pizza. Now, it's not made of real groundhog, just for those PETA people who might be listening. We don't need them down here after us. We don't need any kind of things like that. But we have groundhog pizza. Now, under four pieces of this pizza, there is a placard that says six more weeks of winter. Under four pieces, it says early spring. And what is going to happen at 8:45 this morning is we have our own groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, this is a person dressed in a groundhog suit. Now, the identity of this person will be shown, identified, at 8:45 this morning as they enter the studio here to eat the pizza. Whatever piece of pizza they pick will be the prediction, and Mary Ellen Withrow, who has graciously joined us this morning, will sign that prediction, and that will be how we will do this. And Linda Sims, Mary Ellen Withrow, Bob Welsh are all in the studio with us here this morning. Terry Tackett's here. We got the whole gang as we get ready for this Groundhog Day 2023. Mary Ellen, good to see you.
It's good to see you, Scott.
Now, Groundhog Day, what are you hoping we get this morning? Buckeye Chuck has said six more weeks of winter. What do you hope our groundhog will do?
Well, usually it's six more weeks of winter.
Yeah.
You can't really expect it to be much summer. It's about it's freezing out there.
Yeah, 20 degrees this morning.
Yeah.
20 degrees. But thank goodness it didn't snow, it didn't rain.
Yeah.
For all the people who attended the event this morning outside.
Oh, you had an event outside.
Well, the other radio station had their Buckeye Chuck event outside.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So that was good, and I think the media turned out for that, as it's been going on 43 years, so great. I'm glad that all turned out okay. Now, Bob, before we get to this, you should tell us the origin of the groundhog pizza. We did that part last year, and how this all came to be today.
Wow, I didn't know there was a story.
Oh, there's a story. We got to have the story, Bob.
Well, my buddy Eric, he was patrolling the highways looking for groundhogs for the pizza. Could not find one. Apparently, they're not out yet. So we went with ground pork, ground hog, and so we created a groundhog pizza, trying to keep it politically correct there, and we have secretly hidden under eight slices of the pizza, prediction for early spring or early, or late winter, and when the groundhog gets here, the great groundhog, we will, make a prediction.
Warren G. Groundhog. Warren, now, we also have
Warren
a plaque.
Groundhog Hardy, yes.
I believe Judy was the winner yesterday.
Yes.
So, Judy, if you're out there listening, you can stop by anytime before 10 o'clock this morning and pick up your plaque, as we have a plaque for the winner of the Groundhog Contest. Now, I don't know if anybody guessed correctly the identity of the groundhog yesterday. We're not going to give that away till 8:45 this morning. Linda, we're up and out and early on this cold Groundhog Day 2023. What does Groundhog Day mean to you?
Ooh, I didn't think too much of it this morning since I had to get up so early, but it's a tradition, and you usually always look forward to the prediction whether we're going to have, you know, early spring or winter's going to continue on for a few more weeks. But like we said, it's a tradition, and we do look forward to that every year.
Absolutely. And when you really think about this whole thing, this is tradition. That's what it comes down to.
Yes,
this is nothing more than a tradition that people have fun with, started by Charlie Evers 43 years ago. So it's nice that it still goes on, and it really has given Marion a tremendous amount of attention over the last 40 years.
Yes, it has. And even much more today.
And much more today. So we're going to have this whole event coming up here this morning on WGH Talk. Mary Ellen, winters in Ohio are not the most fun things in the world.
That's right.
We always want to see spring. We always want to see warmer weather. But it just doesn't always work out that way.
No, it's right now it's pretty cold.
Now, did you ever attend the Buckeye Chuck event over the years?
No, I didn't happen to do that, but I would have liked to have.
Yeah, it's become a real staple here in the community.
Yeah, it's a terrific idea.
You know, and things like that, the quirkiness of events like that, I think are what lead to long-standing traditions.
Yes. Well, you know, that was in existence before Punxsutawney, or whatever his name is, came about, wasn't it? Wasn't Buckeye Chuck here before that?
You know, I don't know. I don't. Bob, you did some research on groundhogs. You would probably know more about this than I.
Punxsutawney Phil claims to have been around approximately 100 years.
Oh, but, baloney.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Right there. Not 100 years.
Yeah, you know, and quite frankly, they don't survive that long, but Charlie Evers had the official proclamation for the Ohio Groundhog in 1979, but it takes a while to get a proclamation together. I'm thinking Buckeye Chuck must have preceded that by a year or two. But we recognize the official day is 1979, but I'm thinking 77, maybe 76, when he was first discovered predicting weather in Marion.
Yeah, and I think, now, the validity of a groundhog predicting the weather, do we know how that all got started? Why the groundhog?
It comes from ancient tradition, 40 days after Christmas, if the proper environment sees a shadow, and, you know, then it predicts the winter. And I guess when the Germans settled the Pennsylvania area and, you know, the Pennsylvania Dutch, they brought that tradition with them. And they picked the local, I guess, the local varmint, the groundhog, as the weather predictor.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, we should let people know we do have dip donuts here this morning, thanks to Terry Tackett. So, if you want to stop by and get a donut, feel free to do so. They are here in the studio. And we do have this groundhog pizza. Now, Bob, there's been some conjecture over this groundhog pizza. It's not groundhog. What are the ingredients that make up the groundhog pizza?
Let's hope it's not groundhog.
Now, do we want to give everything away right away?
Well, I don't know right off the top if we want to give it all away, but what I guess what I'm saying, is this a meat pizza? Is it a vegetable pizza? What is this?
It is a meat pizza. It is ground hog, ground pork. I don't know if they haven't paid for the privilege. I had to buy the sausage, so I'm not going to name the brand, but it is a well-known national brand. Prepared this morning, so before the sun came up, so this pizza has not seen the light of day yet.
No, nobody has seen it, to my knowledge.
No. And so the groundhog, when he appears, will cast the first shadow on the pizza as well, which will add to the mystic predictions of the pizza.
Now, why is it sun up? I mean, I get the shadow idea, but is it because the sun rises in a certain part of the sky? What is it, the sun rises in the east and settles in the west?
Well, I think it gets back to the old tradition of the farmers in Pennsylvania who originated it. You know, they're always up before the sun, and maybe the groundhog is the first thing they see after sun up. I'm not sure where that comes from. Why not noon?
Why not?
Why not they sleep late and get up and, stretching, and get up at noon, so they don't get out of there with a cattle prod.
I think this might date back to the days of farming. So it sounds like a farming thing.
I think so.
Where people got up early and did... Mary Ellen, you know about farming. It sounds like something that might have its derivation in farming.
Well, I had a gentleman, and this is several years ago, that used to go out and count the groundhogs. And he knew how many groundhogs there were in Ohio. And he said they got so that they knew his car.
Oh.
And when they'd see his car, they'd disappear. They'd go down in their holes and hide. I always thought that was such a funny story. And I think he was telling the truth.
Yes, I believe it.
Well, groundhogs, I think, are smart.
Yes,
I don't
they
think
are
they're
smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I was just checking it out there. Puxatony Phil has also seen his shadow this morning. So 6 more weeks of winter there. So we've got cooperation this morning between Buckeye Chuck and Puxatony Phil. That 6 more weeks of winter.
Didn't you think they'd both have the same?
Well, I'll tell you what threw me, because the weather, the sunlight is nice this morning. So I thought that it might go the other way, because I don't believe that the groundhog bases this in temperature. I think it's based in sunlight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought we had a pretty good amount of sunlight out this morning, mm-hmm. that maybe it would go the other way. Didn't. No, maybe the cold got to the groundhog.
Well, that I think the groundhog might be more of a regional predictor rather than a national predictor. I think that's why there's so many across the U.S. is that, the weather in Pennsylvania will not be the same as the weather in Ohio or Indiana or Alabama, the other places where they have groundhogs.
No, you did some very deep research into the groundhog, and there are groundhogs all around the United States.
There is. I know we did the trivia yesterday with the top 11, and those were just the top 11 states with the most numerous live groundhog events. But there are many other states that just have maybe one or two groundhog events, and they may not be using a live one. There are a number of states, especially southern states, that might have a different animal. New Orleans uses the nutria rather than a groundhog. Texas uses prairie dogs. Apparently, I don't know how they do it in Oklahoma City, but they have grizzly bear. Yeah, I don't know who goes in there and wakes up the grizzly bear and gets them out there.
They have a grizzly bear in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma.
Boy, oh boy.
How do they wake up the groundhog? How do they go about doing it? Ultrasound or something?
Alarm clock.
Alarm clock
goes off. At about 6 o'clock this morning, the alarm clock went off.
Okay.
Mrs. Groundhog's out there brewing coffee so that you can get up and...
get it together for this. This is like, really, when you think about it, it's kind of like Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, that they get one day. There's one day a year where it's on display, and this year it is the second of February.
Right.
Now, there have been some very, very cold Groundhog days, where it's been sub-zero temperatures, where we've had snow outside, where it's been really, really difficult to get people to an event like this. So again, today I'm glad that everything turned out the way it did. Now, 15 minutes, we are going to have the groundhog pizza in here, and our groundhog is going to appear and choose a slice of that pizza, which will designate our prediction. Now, our prediction could be different.
That's true.
Indeed.
Could be different. We might be in disagreement with Puxatony Phil and Buckeye Chuck, who are both giving us 6 more weeks of winter, because the groundhog has no idea which slice of pizza has what under it.
Correct.
This is true, Bob. You can confirm this.
I can confirm that. Nobody saw the placement of the the predictors, and they're ready to go. And so the groundhog will, you know, he'll cast his shadow, he'll make his selection, you know, and it'll be.
Now, Mary Ellen, the idea of signing this weather prediction into the archives here, this is a fun event.
Oh, of course. I sign my name a lot.
Yes, yes. Guinness Book of World Records.
Right.
Now, as we head into the month of February, it's also President's Month. President's Day is in this month. When you think of February, we come out of January. There's not a whole lot going on in January. What does February feel like to you? Is it a good month? We're getting closer to spring? Or are we still stuck in the doldrums of winter?
Well, it's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
There you go.
And we celebrate the president's birthday. And it's a happy month.
February is not bad. It's short.
Yeah.
We get through it rather quickly,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of things in it. You have Valentine's Day, you have Groundhog Day, you have Black History Month, which
yes.
is in February. So there's a lot of important things that go on in the month of Febrero here.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Linda, is it February or February? We have this argument all month. Now, I don't know how you could pronounce it February.
You don't.
No, if you look at the spelling of it, it would be February. No, you say February?
That's February. That's how February. We learned in school, syllables.
Well, that is true, but I just don't know. I don't know. Sorry. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think it's supposed to rhyme with January, and so that's how I go with it. February.
Now, I do want to let people know that if you are not able to, if you're listening to this in a repeat, or you're listening to this via the website, or however you're listening to this, we will have pictures of this. We'll have pictures of the groundhog in the studio, and those will be available on the Facebook page. So you will be able to check that out and see the groundhog with a piece of pizza in his hand, and everybody else here this morning who was in studio for this big, big event. It's fun that an animal gets his due on February the 2nd.
Yeah, I guess he's not the only one. The Easter Bunny gets his due.
The Easter Bunny does get his due. That is true.
Are we still taking callers?
Oh, we could, sure.
For the prediction of who is the groundhog?
Now, I left my paper somewhere else, but I believe somebody said it was going to be Adam. I believe
I wrote it down.
You did write this down. Well, thank goodness somebody was prepared.
Well, I didn't write down who made the guesses.
I'll have to go back and think about that.
But the three guesses you had were Adam, Jeannie Evers, and Glenn Coble.
Yes, those are the three people who might be the groundhog. Now, I cannot divulge who the identity of the groundhog is. We'll find that out in about 15 minutes. Now, if you want to call in a guess, feel free. We are at the studio this morning, by the way.
And we do have a plaque for that winner.
Oh, yes, the plaque.
Warren Groundhog Harding, Ohio's correct groundhog, since he's not a living groundhog.
Yes, so yes.
But the person in the suit is living.
This groundhog's parents must have been Harding fans to name their groundhog child Warren Groundhog Harding. Some kind of correlation there, Bob.
Probably, yeah. Luckily, it wasn't Warren Elvis Harding, but you have to pick the right year.
So the phone lines are there, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who do you think will be under the groundhog suit? Which that person is here and ready to go. And we're going to do this in about, where are we now? We're about 11 minutes away from the whole thing. It's becoming, can you feel the tension that's mounted in this room as we're about to find out what the weather prediction is again, as we do every year.
And we also have the plaque, I guess, for Judy, who won.
Yes, Judy!
And, you know, it says WWGH 107.1 FM commemorates Buckeye Check, Ohio's official groundhog. 44th annual appearance, February 2nd, 2023, a Charlie Evers tradition.
Absolutely.
And this one sings.
Oh, look at that, a singing plaque. Now we're going to have to get some pictures of these things.
Yes, that is so neat.
Now, Bob, for people who can't make that out, what is the groundhog singing?
Me and My Shadow, the Whispering Jack Smith version. I tried to find a Frank Sinatra version, but it wasn't... didn't have the right acoustics.
Me and my shadow, Mary Ellen.
Yes, isn't that clever?
On a plaque.
I think that's terrific.
Now, as you look at that plaque, Mary Ellen, with a bust of a groundhog,
I know.
Do you think?
I never thought I'd see that.
Never thought I'd see the day.
No, that's a first.
In all these years. So, Linda, we'll designate you the official picture taker this morning.
Oh, okay.
Linda looks like she's got a good phone out there and she's ready to go.
Because Android, but it does the job.
It does the job. As long as we get the good pictures, that's all we need. So we are approaching that moment. I feel like Dick Clark. You know, the time is getting closer. You know, when he used to do that New Year's Eve thing, he seemed a little too excited to me. You know, he'd start, boy, it's 9 minutes. Do you feel that in your hands?
Yes.
But, you know, he built the attention.
Yes.
So.
He did it well.
He did it well for, 35, 40 years. Yeah. Dick Clark was out there on New Year's Eve. Yeah. And here we are on Groundhog Day. And hopefully starting a tradition that's a fun tradition that does not interfere with Buckeye Chuck. That happens between 7 and 8. We don't come on till 8 o'clock in the morning. So here we are. And again, there's no scientific backing behind this prediction that we'll have this morning. It's just choosing a piece of pizza. Now, are you excited, Mary Ellen, to try a slice of the groundhog pizza?
I am, because I'm very curious about it.
Now, did you ever think in all your life that on Groundhog Day you'd be sitting here getting ready to try a piece of groundhog pizza?
I never, ever thought of that.
You could never dream of something like that.
No, I've thought of a lot of things. I never thought of that.
That would never enter anybody's mind.
No.
Now, Bob, this started last year. We did have a groundhog pizza last year. I'd forgotten that we had done that. But last year was pretty well just we had the pizza, and I think it was just you and I and
Eric.
And Eric was here. Absolutely. And how did that idea come to be?
I don't know where that idea popped up, but apparently we needed to do something in February, so we made a groundhog pizza. We brought in some groundhog trivia and groundhog discussion, and
we did it.
It was a good start.
Well, and when you look at this whole thing, we've done we did tur pizza. We did last year the pumpkin pie pizza was great for Thanksgiving. That was a big hit. And then we moved on to fruitcake pizza, the day after Thanksgiving, I believe it was. And have we had any other specialty pizzas along the way? I think this would be it, groundhog pizza.
This might be it, yeah.
So we have a big gap there from February until November.
Well, we'll have to find something else. I don't know if we can get some Irish pizza or...
Irish pizza, that's right.
Firstly, a Springs pizza, I don't know.
You know, I don't know what an Easter pizza would be. Eggs?
Eggs?
Eggs on pizza. Boy, doesn't that sound good, Mary Ellen?
I don't think so.
You might say, hey, there's a hair on my pizza.
Well, you know, Bob, tell people, because people might not realize why you're our pizza friend here and have been for the last 2 years. Tell people your connection to Marion and pizza and how this all became a thing.
Well, decades ago, I think, 40 years maybe? 45 years? I don't know.
Well, right there with Buckeye Chuck and PETA and the whole thing.
I actually think we predate Buckeye Chuck a little bit there. But my brother and his partner opened up a pizza shop here in Marion, the Great Race Pizza, in 78, so I guess a year before Buckeye Chuck. And so we operated the pizza business here for about 5-6 years. And... then wrote a book about it, which gathered dust on Shirley Ever's bookcase for a long time.
This is true.
You found the book after he passed and said, hey, I got to talk to these people. They're nuts.
Well, Jeannie gave me the book along with some of Charlie's other books, and I was looking at this thing, and I thought it was a very well-written, interesting story, and I thought, I never heard of this. I've never heard of this story. It was a very... it was like one of those thrillers because there was a lot of espionage going on in the back of this pizza shop. And I thought, boy, I wonder where the author is today. And we tracked you down and you came up and it's been fun ever since.
Apparently I wasn't as far underground as the groundhog. Yeah.
No. And you know what? We gave a lot and gave out a lot of those books because of that as prizes that people took and read. So the book got a whole new life in 2021.
Yeah, and it is still available at the Marion County Historical Society bookstore. So there might be a discount, Ben. I'm not sure, but it is there.
Well, how much do you think it would be? Well, where do you think it's priced?
$11, $12.
Oh, that's not bad. It's worth it. It's a very interesting story. Mary Ellen, have you read this book?
No.
We have to get you a copy.
Right.
I might have a copy here. I'll look. Because we did have some for giveaways. I'll check the desk later on. But, Mary Ellen...
They're still gathering dust.
No. We save those for special people for prizes, is what we do. Mary Ellen, your museum, speaking of the Historical Society, is housed at the Marion County Historical Society. And, of course, people know an unfortunate accident last year. You broke your leg. But do you think you'll be able to resume appearances at the Historical Society soon?
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I've already been there. I was there for some event they had. I had my walker with me, but now I'm without anything. So
everything healed up great.
Yeah, it did. And thank goodness. Yeah.
You know, I think that is great that everything turned out okay, because it was bricks are not fun.
No, they're not. And just imagine your largest bone. You broke your largest bone that you've got.
Femur.
And I got it back together.
You did, and you're up and going now.
Yeah,
which is great. Right. What do you want to do in 2023? Do you have any goals set for this year?
Oh, yeah, I'm working on a lot of things. I'm going to be at a Mary Ellen Withrow Day in Wyandotte County that they're working on April 15th.
Tax Day.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
I hadn't thought of it in that manner, but that's what it is. Yeah. And, I'm still doing a lot of interviews for some reason, and I've been very busy. Yeah.
Now, at this point in your career, do you find it easier to give your opinion on things that maybe you would not have 20 years ago?
Probably. I'm careful.
You have to be.
Yeah, yes, you have to be careful. I get carried away sometimes.
Well, let me ask your opinion. Right. You think it would be appropriate to have the groundhog on the back of the $2 bill?
Oh, no. No.
No. We can't go that far, Bob.
I think that's way out of line.
Yes, I think...
When I was in office, they came and wanted to put different things on the dollar bill, and of course we said no to everything because we were trying to keep it clean. And you know, they come in with ideas about maybe Boy Scouts, it's their 100-year anniversary or something, let's put the Boy Scouts on the dollar bill, and we didn't want anything on the dollar bill that wasn't already on it.
Well, you got George Washington there. You really don't want to fool with that.
Not even Thomas Jefferson pulling the groundhog out of his lair
there. I don't think it's going to make it. I don't think it's going to happen. But what is going to happen is in just about 3 minutes, we are going to have the Groundhog Pizza here. And our groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, will enter the studio, taste the pizza, make his prediction, and then hour number two, we'll taste the pizza, we'll talk about the prediction. It's a full 2 hours here this morning, Linda.
Did you say that was groundhog meat on the pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes,
no, they're going to put billboards with we don't need the PETA people down here. It's not groundhog meat. It's not groundhog meat.
It's pork, right?
Pork. Groundhog.
That's all we need.
Yeah. But
picketers. But we don't need that.
But speaking of the PETA guy that you interviewed.
I did have the PETA guy on yesterday. I did.
He never gave his credentials for weather predicting, so how could he know whether or not the groundhog cannot predict the weather?
He had a big, long title.
What credentials did he have in meteorology to know that the groundhog can't do it?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know if he presented that case the other day, but he had a big, long title, and you know what? Thank goodness it all stops today. The PETA thing stops today.
Yes, it does.
Because WMRN used a taxidermied groundhog, so they should not have a problem with that, so we shouldn't hear any more from PETA. Get down and take down the billboard down there, right. Remove it, and let's move on to happier times now.
Well, what kind of groundhog was that?
A taxidermy?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think that's fine.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a roadkill bit.
It was dead.
It was dead. Oh, that's, let's just say it that way. Forget taxidermy is a little too highbrow for this show this morning. Let's just cut to the chase and say it was dead.
But it was a Cooper tire, and so it was all Ohio.
It had already went on to its reward. It is dead. All right, well, Linda, do you want to assume the position to take a picture of this? Because we're, and Bob, we need the pizza here, I guess.
I can do that.
Oh, man, listen, folks, this is an epic event. This is an event you're not going to want to miss right now. We are about, now understand what's about to happen here in this studio. We have our gracious friend, Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. We have a groundhog pizza about to be displayed. We have a groundhog coming in to the, and we're going to take pictures of this thing. You're going to see them. And we're going to unveil the identity of this groundhog momentarily. There's going to be a groundhog sitting at this table momentarily. You've never heard such a thing. Yeah, maybe Linda, if you were over, okay, on, it might be a little better. Matthew, stand over here with me, and that way you can shoot right to the groundhog. All right. Boy, it's getting there. Can you feel the anticipation at home about what's about to happen? Now remember, Buckeye Chuck and Punxsutawney Phil have both predicted 6 more weeks of winter, but what will our prediction be? Oh, here's the groundhog pizza, Mary Ellen. Can't see it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Ground. Now, no, we're not going to eat this thing until the next hour, but we're going to do our prediction here momentarily. Now, I guess, is it time for the groundhog? Yeah, it's time. All right. Will Warren G. Groundhog make his appearance here?
Please.
It is time. Here he comes. Oh, my. If you could only see what was going on in the studio. Oh,
he's got a groundhog
friend with him. Warren Groundhog, let's get you over to the middle chair there. Can you see okay, Warren Groundhog? Don't trip and fall. We don't need that. Here we go.
I think he's a little tipsy.
Well, there you go. Had a little.
He's had a big morning.
He's exhausted.
Right.
He had a little taste this morning. Had a little nip. Can the groundhog not see it? Oh, just when we thought we thought of everything.
What?
The groundhog can't sit down. Oh, my. Jeez. Just when you plan everything. We're going to work on that during the break, folks.
Yeah. The groundhog is not a primate.
No, and don't unveil yourself yet. Heaven forbid. We don't want to jump the jump the thing. Ha! Warren, it's so good to see you. Warren Groundhog Harding. Mary Ellen, how would you describe this to people listening at home?
Oh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's like a Disney thing.
Yeah, he's got a furry outfit on.
He does. This is going to be something to be sure. And we're going to get some pictures of Warren Groundhog Harding with the whole gang here during the break. But, boy, it's just about time. Now, Bob, what do you think? Should we do the unveiling of the groundhog, or should we do the... Well, you've got to unveil the taste, I guess.
Yeah, but he has to choose as a groundhog.
Well, okay, now, Mary Ellen, here's a pen to sign the prediction.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here we go. Warren, don't unmask, but at this point, pick the piece of pizza up. That's going to give us our weather prediction for 2023.
Well, if you point to it...
Point, and Bob will help you.
Apparently, groundhogs don't have opposable points.
Here we go. It's been pointed at.
This one here.
That one right there.
This one here.
You saw it, Mary Ellen?
Oh.
Here we go.
What am I supposed to do?
You're going
to
sign this as soon as it comes out.
Here's the card underneath.
Our weather prediction is...
6 more weeks of
winter. Oh, 6 more weeks of winter. Now we'll hand that over to Mary Ellen. She will put her signature on that, and we will and date it, and we will keep that here in the studio. My goodness gracious, we are in lockstep with Buckeye Chuck and Punxsutawney Phil. 6 more weeks of winter. Warren G. Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, Bob, just for posterity's purpose, there are pictures of that pizza being taken, so we can show that on Facebook later, that there were other cards that did say early spring. There could have been an early spring, but unfortunately, it did not happen, but Mary Ellen has signed it. Well, Mary Ellen, I guess there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes. Well, I thought there would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody this morning is saying early spring at all.
No, it's very cold out there.
It is very cold, and I think that's maybe we'll all be right now that this has gone this way. Now, we do have 10 minutes left in the first hour here. We're going to try the pizza in the second hour. That's going to be the big fun here. We've got Mary Ellen, and we've got Warren Groundhog Harding, and Bob Welsh, and Linda Sims, and Terry Tackett, and the whole gang here. And I guess it's time for, we'll leave this person in the groundhog suit during the break so we can get some pictures here. But let's unveil who is in the Warren Groundhog Harding costume. Oh. It is James Anderson, the naturalist, here in Mirror. Who else would you have as Warren Groundhog Harding?
Is it hot in
anybody
there?
Who shows up?
Yeah.
Is it, how does somebody wear that for hours on end?
I don't know.
And why?
It's a very hot.
Yes. No, is this pass your mouthful out? That you can't
yes, you pass out.
This is Headwaters Outdoor Education Center.
Yes, Headwaters Outdoor Education Center was Morrow lucky.
County.
Morrow County was so nice to let us use this suit today, and we cannot thank them enough for that. It's a very nice suit.
What's his name again?
Warren.
Warren Groundhog Harding.
At Headwaters is Big G.
Big G.
Yes.
Now, James, how does it feel to be the first groundhog here during this event?
I like it. I've never been an actual groundhog before. I talk about groundhogs, but...
Well, it's going to go down in history. And yes. you're going to fill it... You have groundhog information you can fill us in on when we come back from the break. So we'll have all kinds... And you'll taste a piece of this pizza. But we're going to leave James in the suit for just a few minutes longer. So during the break, we can get some pictures and then he can get out of that thing. Yeah.
But if you want to take it home and wear it for your wife, that's all right.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do. Hey, it is Groundhog Day. Why not? But so the suit is very heavy and hot.
I don't want to say heavy, but the headpiece is very warm.
Yeah.
That's a nice headpiece.
Oh, it is.
Do you know where this suit came from? We know where it came. I mean, but who was it put together by somebody over there? Or?
To be honest, I'm not sure.
Now, how would we know a groundhog from a chipmunk? Somebody did ask me the other day, as far as suits go, how would we know that is not a chipmunk, that it is a groundhog?
Well, chipmunk's smaller, isn't it?
They have bigger tails.
On the back, the chipmunks have two white stripes. This is all solid brown.
So. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That explains it all. So this is a ground. Now, how did the groundhog costume celebration over at the center begin?
So they started several years ago because kind of like what you're doing right now, they kind of wanted their own tradition. And like I said, his name over there is Big G. So he actually has a little fun rap. That he does about digging, about being a groundhog. So it's really cute. It's a really fun event over there. We just had it last Sunday. So
the groundhog talks over there.
Yes, yes.
Now, how does he talk?
Just through the headpiece, I would say. Now you've got a microphone system.
Now you've just said how hot it is to be in that suit.
Yeah.
How do you think this person sustains in that suit for hours?
They were pretty sweaty when they got the headpiece off.
You know, I wonder if this happens at Disney, Mary Ellen. I wonder if the people walk around. It's hot down there.
I think they have fans in theirs, but you know, whenever you wear a mask that's over your face, it's uncomfortable.
Oh, it really is. Now, James, when you came in, I could see there was trouble seeing. What's the visibility in that suit?
You only can see just off the sides. You can't see right in front of you.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
So I had to tilt my head to look for the pizza.
Yeah.
Well, and James helped necessitate this whole thing, getting the suit and coming here this morning and being our groundhog, so we give a big thanks to him for putting this all together. And like I said, we're going to educate on the groundhog next hour. We're going to eat the pizza, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to get some pictures here during the break that we can put on Facebook, because obviously this is a very visual event here this morning on WGH Talk. What is most important for people to know about the groundhog, James?
I would just say, you know, it's a really fascinating animal that we have. Unfortunately, a lot of people consider it as a nuisance species, but they are very important for their environment. They help support homes for other animals.
Now, are there a lot of events that go on for education of the groundhog in the month of February?
Oh, yeah. Not just here in Marion, but I know a lot of my other naturalist friends across Ohio do a lot of groundhog programs. I know a lot of the zoos do some type of program. So, I mean, yeah, it's a very big day for this animal.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's nice that we get something like this out. And you were at the event this morning.
Yes,
and
5:30 in the morning.
5:30, my goodness.
Cold.
I bet it was. So they had a good crowd there, and everything turned out okay, and everybody's happy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all you want.
Oh, yeah.
Without getting into it, do you think now that this whole week of, I guess it was about a week of controversy will now just die down and go away?
Oh, let's hope so. But unfortunately, I think maybe he might be coming back next year. Who knows?
Oh, who knows? But, you know, we hope it all gets better and everything goes according to plan. Now, you brought in another groundhog now there. Where did that come from?
Right over there. That was from Marion OSU when they were moving into the new science building. They give me some of their taxidermy work for education purposes. So I actually have four of them. So I brought that one guy just to kind of show what a life-size groundhog looks like. And he's actually as old as Buckeye Chuck. That's from 1976.
1976, wow.
Yeah, so he's a lot older than me.
So that groundhog was real at one point.
Yes.
That is an actual taxidermied groundhog here on the set at WGH Talk. Came from OSU, Ohio State University, in 1976.
So that could be Buckeye Chuck's father.
Yeah, you could be.
Could be.
Yes.
Could be Buckeye Chuck's father, one of the family members. You know, when it comes to the weather, obviously there is no rhyme or reason to this, but why... Why do you think the groundhog and the weather have gone hand in hand so well? Some traditions die out, but this one works.
Well, it's like you guys were mentioning earlier, I mean, it started with Candlemas, and then it kind of adapted with the Germans using hedgehogs. But then when they came here in America, there wasn't hedgehogs. They tried the American badger, which American badger is a lot more vicious, so groundhog was the closest animal that they could carry on the tradition.
Now, did you hear about the grizzly bear?
I have heard about that before, but here in Ohio, we also have Benny the Bass.
Benny the Bass.
And then in October, up in Vermilion, Ohio, they use the woolly bear caterpillars.
Now, how does the bass predict the weather?
It's about how he takes the bait. If he doesn't take the bait, spring's wait. If he doesn't, then more winter. So.
Oh, so our whole pizza thing here is really not that far off the mark as far as accuracy goes.
No.
What about the caterpillar?
It's about how much of the black band is on the woolly bear caterpillar. Okay. If there's more, that represents that we're going to have more winter. Because there's 13 segments, represents the 13 weeks of winter.
That's very interesting. Now, really, though, spring, March 21st, is 6 weeks from Groundhog Day, right?
Yes, yeah. So officially spring, yes.
This is kind of a... just the way it goes.
Yes.
Yeah, so spring is going to come in 6 weeks, whether people like that or not. It's gonna happen.
I think we're gonna like it.
Yes, and our predictions are all correct because of. Now, what are the chances, though? Because there is no real scientific nature to this, that all three of us would have the same prediction. How could that happen?
I don't know, because it's funny. Punxsutawney Phil and Buckeye Chuck usually don't get along with their predictions.
Mm-hmm. They did today.
They did, so.
Mm-hmm. And what are the chances you would have, because it was a 50-50 chance, right, Bob?
50-50
that it could have been early spring, and we did not get early spring here. We got 6 more weeks of winter. So the gods must be telling us something, that we are going to have 6 more weeks of rough weather here in Ohio as we head into March 21st. There have been years, though, with early spring, haven't there?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't happen. That's when you're always wrong in Ohio, isn't
yes.
it? You know, if they say early spring, you say, well, that groundhog doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how many, but there have been big disagreements between Punxsutawney Phil and Buckeye Chuck.
Yes, there have.
I don't know do we know who's ahead in accuracy?
Well, I always hear from the other station that Buckeye Chuck has a 75% accuracy. I don't know what Punxsutawney Phil is. It must be that high or a little lower. I'm not sure.
I've seen that estimate as well.
So
I can corroborate that Buckeye Chuck does have the edge in predictions.
Okay.
Well, I can say that since our groundhog has now picked 6 more weeks of winter, that we're going to have 100% accuracy here at WGH. Marion, I think that's the only way to put it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And as long as we keep that up every year, we'll be able to, like the fruitcake toss, be correct in everything that we do here. Now, we're going to go to break here in a minute. We're going to take some pictures here that we can put up on Facebook for you with James dressed as the groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding. We've got Mary Ellen Withrow, and we're going to come back and get filled in on groundhog information and the history of this day, as well as try this groundhog pizza. Mary Ellen will take a slice. James will take a slice. We'll all see how this pizza tastes and get a real good prediction, a real good review of the old groundhog pizza provided by Bob Welch here on WGH Talk. Groundhog Day 2023, 2223, 59 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial for anything. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil.